All right, I want you to turn your Bibles tonight to the book of Proverbs, chapter 29. So. Not exactly the message that I had planned, but I want you to speak to you this evening real quickly. It won't take long. Proverbs 29. Of course, Proverbs deals with wisdom. And tonight we need a lot of wisdom. We need some folks that are wise. Verse number 18, the Bible says, where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he. Lord, we thank you tonight for your wonderful word. We thank you for your Son that died for our sins. We thank you tonight, dear Lord, for the Holy Spirit that indwells and guides and directs us. We ask you tonight, Lord, that we might have that unction and function of the Holy Spirit. That this evening, Lord, we might say those things that need to be said. And Father, this evening we might worship you in spirit and in truth. And Lord, this evening as we look into your word, that we might treat it as your word and know that it's what you said tonight, Lord. And so this evening as we look into this simple message, we pray, Lord, that you will lead us and guide us and direct us, and our hearts will be stayed upon you. For it's in the name of your Son we pray. Amen and amen. Usually, someone reads this verse of Scripture and then begins to talk about goals and visions for the future. But that's not exactly what the Word of God is teaching us here in the book of Proverbs, chapter 29. It has to do here, and the word vision here has to do with the Word of the Lord. Over in the book of Samuel, it said there was no open vision in those days, and the Word of the Lord was precious. So the Proverbs is teaching us here that where there is no vision, where there is no leadership and guidance and direction from God, the people perish. Vision tonight is tied to being able to see, being able to maneuver, being able to discern. We're certainly living in a society tonight where people are perishing. Not because we don't have goals, not because tonight we haven't set forth a lot of different things that people have set forth, but because tonight there is no leadership from the Lord. Many years ago, I'm sure I can't remember exactly how many, but it was been several years now, there was a man by the name of Jim Jones who was a popular preacher in his day. He founded the People's Tabernacle. I'm sure all of you have heard the name Jim Jones. And he was very popular, was praised by the Senator Walter Mondale, got great write-ups from several of the senior politicians and several of the celebrities of his day, and was making great strides. Had free clinics and was tonight feeding the hungry and doing all sorts of marvelous works. Yet we know that in the end tonight, that the people's tabernacle tonight and the people perished by drinking a poison drink that they were ordered to drink by Jim Jones. Why did that happen? Well, there was no vision. There was no leadership from God. They were following not the leadership of the Lord, but they were following the leadership of a man. This evening, as I look around our society and our world, I see people perishing tonight because it seems we have no leadership from God. Our nation is on the brink of economic disaster. Make no doubt about it this evening. We are on the brink of economic disaster in this nation. One of the reasons tonight is that we have not followed the precepts that God has set forth in His Word, and we've not followed it and sought the leadership and direction of the Almighty tonight. One of the amazing things that I read this week, for some reason, and sometimes I wonder why these things pop into my mind at times, but I read a very simple little thing this week, and it was talking about college graduates. And I'm nothing against college graduates, so please don't misunderstand me. But we're living in a day when all we're hearing and all that they're pushing is for people to graduate from college, to gain a great education, to keep up with the Chinas and the Japans of our world. My first thought has always been, why are they trying to come here and we're not trying to go there? But the amazing thing that I read this week was very simple. Of all the college graduates that graduate in this country, 40% of them find jobs in their field. And only 27% of them make more than minimum wage. As I said, nothing against college graduates tonight, nothing against education. But what's taking place in our world? We're following the leadership of men instead of following the leadership of God. This evening, if you and I are to be what we need to be for the Lord, then we have tonight as individuals be willing to not conform to this world, not be poured into the mold of this world. That's what Paul tells us in Romans chapter 12. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you might prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. You see, we need to be in the perfect will of God. We need to be doing what God wants us to do. Each of us as individuals tonight must be willing tonight to stand for God in a society that stands against God. We must be willing tonight to stand up for the tenets and the precepts of a holy Word of God in a world tonight that mocks and makes fun of it this evening. Well, there is no vision. Well, there is no leadership from God. Well, there is no direction from God. The people perish. Our nation is perishing. We're living in a society of perishing people because we're not following the leadership and direction of the Almighty. We could talk about the sinful practices that we see taking place all around us this evening. As I told you this morning, we have to be compassionate. We have to carry the message of the gospel. We have tonight to preach unto them as Jesus preached unto them and show them the same love, mercy, and grace that God showed to us. But this evening, at the same time, we must realize that as we continue on the downward spiral, that we must at some point in time, if we're to stop this plummeting, is grab onto the lifeline of the leadership of God and begin to follow His direction and go the way that God wants us to go. We have to be obedient to God. Sometimes I wonder, am I obedient to the Lord? Am I doing what God wants me to do? In the book of Acts, when Paul appeared before King Agrippa, we could turn there and a great defense, a great testimony that Paul gave there before the king. But one of the things that I think we fail to listen to at times, and as we read through those passages of Scripture, sometimes things just seem to jump off the page at you. And Paul said, you know, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision. We must be obedient to God's vision tonight, to God's Word, to what God teaches us tonight. You know, we're directed tonight by God's Word. Don't ever misunderstand this very simple precept. God will never, 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 never. I want to emphasize that word never one more time. And the only person I can say that about is the Lord. Many years ago, I was over in Atlanta, Georgia. And I was there for a class in a new machine that had come out. And the instructor in the class, I can't even pronounce his name. We just call him Ahmed. And he said this. He said, "Now, gentlemen, I never use the word never, but," he said, "I'm going to tell you right now, this little part right here, you will never, 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 never have to adjust. Leave it alone." The very first machine I worked on, I had to adjust it. I called him. I said, "You know, what's going on?" He said, "Well, I guess you're going to have to adjust it." I said, "I thought you said never." He said, "I'll never say that again." Because you see, anything man-made, we don't know about. But God will never go against His Word. He'll never go back on His Word, and He'll never change His Word. You can say that about us sometimes, can we? We make mistakes. We're human. But God tonight is going to do and say, and He's going to be the same yesterday, He's going to be the same today, and He's going to be the same forever. His Word's not going to change. So whatever He tells us in His Word is as good today as it was when He wrote it. And the Bible tonight is His Word. Sometimes I have to emphasize to myself, I have to really emphasize that very simple precept to myself. The Bible is God's Word. This is not something that was written in a cave by a hermit. I know very little about the Dead Sea Scrolls. I know very little about Greek. I know very little about Hebrew. I know very little tonight about all of those things, but I know this. God has preserved this book tonight, and it is His Word. And what He tells me in this book tonight is never going to change. And so, if something says leads me in a contrary direction, I know that it's wrong. That's all I have to do when I say, "Hey, Lord, what do you say in your word about this?" "Well, this is what I say." "Well, it's in conflict of what this individual says." "Well, guess who's wrong?" "This man over here is wrong. This person over here is wrong." "I'm right." One of the precepts you need to guide your life by is the Bible, the Word of God. It'll not steer you wrong. He's always going to stay the same. He's not going to change it today. He's not going to change it tomorrow. He's not going to change it forever. It's always going to be the same. I'll say this to you real quickly. When you get to the book of the Revelation and you read about the great white throne judgment and you see the dead, small and great, stand before God and they bring out the books and they were judged out of the things written in the books, I'm about convinced in my heart tonight that those are the 66 books of the Bible that God's going to judge people out of tonight. Because He's going to judge them, not according to what somebody said about them. He's not going to judge them tonight by what they thought, but He's going to judge them by what His Word says this evening. That's what we're going to face in judgment, the Word of God. We better be willing tonight to let God lead us and direct us by the Word of God. The Spirit of God directs us and leads us. And the reason I emphasize, first of all, the Word and the Scripture tonight is because tonight we need to make sure that it's always the Holy Spirit. You see, the Holy Spirit will guide you and I individually at times. He'll guide us as a church tonight, but He'll guide us individually in the things that He wants us to do as individual Christians at times. That's what Paul was telling it tonight. He was not disobedient to become the apostle to the Gentiles. He was not disobedient to carry the message of Christ around the globe of his time. That was what God called Paul to do. God tonight will call each of us and will speak to each of us and have each of us do things tonight for Him. And the Spirit of God will sometimes speak to us in the stillness of the midnight. Sometimes He'll speak to us in a nearly an audible voice. Now, I've never heard it in an audible voice, but it seems at times He's spoken so plainly and so directly that it was almost audible this evening. But He'll never, 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 the Spirit, if you don't know if it's a spirit or not, He'll never go in contrary to the Scripture tonight. He'll not do it. The Spirit of God will never conflict with the Word of God. Because He couldn't, because He wrote the Word of God. That's why it's the Word of God, amen? It was inspired tonight by the Spirit of God. Now listen to me, very carefully, real quickly. We're living in a society of people who are misguided and going in different directions. But the important thing for you and I is to remember that God wants to lead us and guide us and direct us. And the amazing thing tonight, when you follow the Word of God, how blessed you become. Now, I'm not Joel Osteen, okay? I'm not some of these other folks that are going to tell you tonight that you'll always be in perfect health and you'll have a lot of money. Kind of sometimes I think maybe I should be like the pastor of the two fellows was shipwrecked on an island, and one of them was worried to death, and he said, "Man, we'll starve to death on this island." He said, "Man, you ain't got to worry." He said, "I got a great job." He said, "I make $1 million a week." He said, "But what's that going to do here?" He said, "You don't understand. I tie that to our church. Our pastor will find us." I'm not going to tell you make $1 million a week. I'm not going to tell you you'll be, but I can tell you this, in your life you will be blessed. There's a great difference tonight in material prosperity. There's a great deal of difference tonight even in physical health than there is in the blessings of God. Right. Now think about that. Just because you're blessed of God doesn't mean you're materially prosperous or that you're physically healthy. But if you'll follow the leadership of God, you'll be blessed in your life. Amen. I look around a congregation of people tonight, and I say that this to every one of you. I see blessings all around me tonight. Amen? Right. I mean, you think about it. You see blessings. You're blessed. I'm blessed. And so if we follow God's leadership, we'll be blessed tonight. If we follow the Spirit of God and we get in the perfect will of God and do what God wants us to do, then I'll say this to you, God takes care of it. You know? He does. I don't always know everything about things. But this one thing I know, if God asks us to do something, if it's His will for us to do it, and you know it's His will, then number one, you need to quit worrying about anything else, because God's going to take care of everything. Now, think about it. He has that ability. That's why Paul said, "I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me." It's not tonight that I can do this, and I can run for touchdowns, and I can hit home runs, and I can score baskets and basketball, or I can do all of these other things people want to talk about. What it's about tonight is I can do whatever God wants me to do. God will give me the strength to do it and take care of it. That's what he's saying tonight. And so my thought as I read this and as I think about this, that where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he. Want to be happy? What does Phil Robertson say? Happy, happy, happy. Want to be happy? I think that means to follow the Word of God, doesn't it? That's the only way you're ever going to be happy tonight. Being God's will, doing what God wants you to do, where God wants you to do it. We're living in the midst of a perishing people, but we can be a happy people living in this land tonight. If we'll follow God's direction, seek his guidance and leadership, and let him tonight direct us and guide us in the direction he wants to go. What a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful time we can have tonight in God. As I said, it's not tonight about us setting goals. Nothing against goals. Nothing tonight against looking to the future. But this has to do tonight with looking and following and doing what God directs us to do. That's what the Bible is teaching us here tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Let's just do what God teaches us to do. And then we can not perish, but we can be happy. Where there is no vision, the people perish. People are easily deceived, but the Spirit of God dwells within you and I to help us tonight follow the direction of God. And don't forget, he'll always lead us in the direction God has put in his word this evening. All right, you'll stand with me. Brother Bruce and Barbara, come. Heavenly Father, thank you for this time we've been together. We ask you to take this very simple message and use it tonight for the honor and glory of him who loved us and gave himself for us. In Jesus' precious holy name I pray. Amen.